go further on Daf Kuf Yutes Amad Aleph. We hear a machloikis on Daf Kuf Yutes Amad Beis. Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. There was a tremendous problem. There's a yad lekezayis, a pochas mekezayis. It was a problem, but you need a kebeya to be mekabel tume. So how does the yad help if you need a kebeya? So Taisu said it is speaking about that it's one chatiche, but that is a kebeya. Perhaps there's more than a kebeya, and there's a chelak of the chatiche is ktas mechubah to the rest of the chatiche, so it's one big chatiche, but if you would pick up the yad, the kebeya would be minutik from the pochas mikizayis, so memele, it's not a yad to the kebeya, it's an only yad to the kizayis or the pochas mikizayis. But in order that the whole thing should be tamei, Taisus only understood it's only tamei if it's one piece. And it's ktas mechuba, but it's one piece, so therefore, if there's a din yodai, so the whole oichel will become tamei. And Rashi seems to learn that it's noigim zebozeh, and ba'afal pikein, there is a din, we said over from the Meiri, that if it's noigim, yesh kan oichel poches gezayis v'yesh lo yad v'ray oichel ze im kebeya oichlem v'noga tuma b'yad haray akel tome. Why, but seem b'negi, it's also metame. And Taisus doesn't want to hear of such a thing. So my chavrusa asked me, how do we learn pshat in the Mishnah according to Taisus? Our Mishnah speaks about Reitev, Vakipeh, is Mitztalfen, Letame Tumas Eichlam. So we have over here, we have Reitev and Kipeh, it's Mashlam the Shir Kebeye. Now these are not one piece, the Kipeh is Tavlinim, and then it's Mitztalf to the Shir Kebeye. So it's touching it, I mean it's not one piece. Bafal Pikem, it's Mashlam the Shia. So, I mean, why, what did Taisus do with our Mishnah? So, the Lechayre Pshat is as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Tavlinim or the Reitev enhance it's a tuffle to the food. The Reitev, Rashi says it's Reitev Korush, and it seems it's double to the Bosa. Krusha ala boso, so it could be dovuk is besser. And the kipim mistama is also on the boso. There's either it's dovuk or al kaponim, it's there to enhance the food. So since it's nechal im ha boso, so that's the din it's mashlam the shia boso, but it's al kaponim, it's on the food. Maybe it's dovuk or afilu negeya, but it's nechalim abosa. It's nechalim abosa. It enhances the achilas abosa. So that's zicha mitztarif. Here we're speaking about two pieces of meat. Fakir, that's what we mentioned, the chsam seifa. The chsam seifa says a piece of meat and a piece of potato, zicha won't be mitztarif according to Rashi. Two pieces of meat, so that's called, so that was what the Chasam Sofer says, Dekoi ha'achilois sherigilin lehe'ochel bebas achas zeim ze loizulas. That means it's speaking about, you have two pieces of meat, so you eat, God, it's not, one is not a tuffle to the other, but you eat the two pieces of meat together. So Rashi held, that's also the same thing. It's not a tuffle, but they're eaten together. These two pieces are eaten together. That means if I have a half a kezayis with a yad, and then I have a kebeya, I mean, I won't bedapki to have a kezayis together. I can eat the whole piece of meat together, the kebeya, together with the half of kezayis. Masha'en came, Mashainkain Taisus disagrees with that. By two Oichlim Shavim, even though that's what Taisus disagrees. But the case of the Mishnah al Kochoch is better. I had one other Ha'ore, which when we had started learning the Sugya of Yodais, we had said over that the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that the Ged of a Yad is Mavir, the Tume, from the Dovah Tome to the Dovah Hatznegeya B'Yad. I don't remember if we mentioned, but others say that the Geder of Yodais is that it's, since it's a Yad to the Eichel, so it has Dinei Eichel. That means, so it's Mekabel Tume, or it's Meitzi Tume. I mean, it has a Din like the Eichel, that it's also Tume, and therefore, it could be Meitzi Tume. That's how others learn Pshat and the Din of Yodis. So I just had a shtikal ha'ora. I don't know, but the din is that a kezayis bosom in a mace is the tam of ba'oyer. That's a kezayis bosom in a mace. So l'chayre, if you have a half a zayis standing outside the oil and a half a zayis inside the oil, I don't know, but I think it's sicher wouldn't be metama boil because you don't have a zayis in the oil. And here we have two atzomes that it's machnis the tume. So if you learn that the gather of yodis is that it's whatever is outside is brought in, so good. So I have two chatzis zayisim outside. I bring the gather of yodis is it transports, it's a vehicle to bring through what the yad is attached to. But if you learn that the gather of a yad is, it's like it's nitpal to the oichel, it's also considered tomei like the oichel. We didn't say how big these atzomes are. We just said how big the basar is. The basar is a chatzi zayis. But there were no conditions how big the atzomes are. If you learn that the gather of yad is, it's has a din that it's tomei like the oichel, or here would be tomei like the, but you need a shir kezayis. Who says you have here a shir kezayis? On that topic. These were the two ha'ores I heard on the Gemara before. We had here an akaponim, the just to learn Taisvis, we had here a machlekes, if we say, we had beis atzomis, vel ayim beis chatzoi zeisim, v'hichnis roshem shniyah labayis, v'abayis mail alayim, abayis tomei. So the Tanit Kanma holds that the bayis is tomei, in Yehuda ben Nekusa, imer mishum Rabbi Yaakov, hayu shnei atzomis mitzdafen l'kezayis. Now, we had a problem, say according to Rav, and say according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, so that holds the ein yad lepochas mekezayis. If it's speaking about a yad, so then it doesn't shtim according to the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama says that it is the oil is tame. So then, if it's speaking about a yad, so then he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa, that there's no yad lepochas mekezayis. That's if the Mishnah is speaking about yodis. If the Mishnah is speaking about shomrim, we're speaking about a yad sheyesh by moyach. So according to Rav, he holds like the reisha, because Rav also holds yesh shomer There's a shema, you don't need a kezayis for shema. A shema, there's a shema for a pool. If there's a poil, that's also called a shema. So then he holds like the Tanakame, and not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekuse. That was the Yokimta according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we said it is speaking about Yodos, and he holds like the Tanakame, Yesh Yad Lepoches Mikizayis. This was the Okimte of the Gemara to be Mavair this Barais Alibe de Rav Nalibe de Rabbi Yochanan. I just like to learn the Rav, the two Taisvis and we had the Rav my Muki Lo Ibi Yad. Sheresh, if it's speaking about a yad, so the resh is shver. The resh says that there's a yad lechatzizayis. Havi motzi lemeima l'Rabbi Yochanan ibi yad ibi shema kosher sefer. The sefer is shver because the sefer says that lechatzizayis doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekuse. And so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that zicher shver. There's a yad lepoches mikizayis, there's a shem lepoches mikizayis. The Gemara only seemed to make an asik with Rav. So they say it's a problem. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan also says, you say Rav is a problem. If it's a yad, ishver the reisha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's a yad Hashem, it's shver the sefer. So Taisa says, "V'lav kushe gemuri de makshel." I'm not asking a kasha. A leperish balma the meforish milsa alibe de kula tanoi. I mean, the Gemara is just explaining how, according to this hamayra, will zet sign the reish. It's no kasha. Some amela, it's no problem that the Gemara doesn't bombard Rabbi Yochanan and it's shver the sefer. Rabbi Yochanan omar kulon b'yad uchetan kama. Rabbi Yochanan says that speaking about a yad, and he holds like the Tanakama. Havi motzi lameima kulay b'shema. Could have also said it's speaking about a shema uchetan kama. And he also it's speaking about a shema and like the Tanakama. And if it's speaking about a shema, so Rashi said, it can't be speaking about a shema, because if it's speaking about a shema, so why do you need two atzomes? You could have four atzomes, and if they're shemrim, Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh yad lepoches mikapoil, so you could have four atzomes, and there was poches mikapoil, and it'll also be metama. Rashi said, Rabbi Yochanan could not learn pshat, that it's speaking about a shema, because then he's not going according to anyone. Because it's not according to the Tanakhama, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could have four atzomes, lepoches mikapoil. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekuse, he's even not going. So Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus says, Avimot salameime kula b'shema. The Gemara could have said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's speaking about Shema. Uchetanekame. And ain't a chanami, the latanekame, afilu bishloisha atzomes, shiesh pacholecha poches mikapil, bitstalfon likizayis. And ain't a chanami, that could be speaking about a Shema. And ain't a chanami, you don't need two atzomes, afilu three atzomes, if it's speaking about a Shema. So why didn't he say a bigger abuse, three atzomes? Shnei atzomes de noket leidiyacha koichoi de Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekuse. They want to tell you a revuse that each it was a shema to achatzis ayis. I'm not talking to apochus mikapoil. It was a shema to achatzis ayis vafal pike. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekuse holds this no din shemrim only to his ayis. So the Gemara could have said this, Ela Mishum de Omar HaShah, so why didn't the Gemara say that it's speaking about a Shema according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Taisa says, Ela Mishum de Omar HaShah, L'Rav, yad kosher eisha. The Gemara is takasha. If it's speaking about a yad, so then Rav has a problem with the reisha, because the reisha says yes yad lechatzis eis. Koma Rav Yochne mukilo biyad likasha reisha. That's all what the Gemara said. Not that Rav Yochanan has to zetz ein that's speaking about a yad. That means Rav is a problem if it's a yad with the reisha. Rav Yochanan doesn't have a problem with a yad in the reisha. That's all what the Gemara means. But who had in b'shema? Who had in b'shema? ומשום דל רב יוחנן עושה שבא בין ביד בין בשם וכתן הקמא דייק מקור עלי בדרב. The Gemara, because that's why the Gemara really chepped with Rav. That means Rav has a problem with the Reish if it's speaking about a Yad. And then Rav Yoichan is no problem whatsoever. Rav only can say it's speaking about a Shema, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's speaking about a Yados. Let us go further in the Gemara. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kuyis Sheyesh Oleho Kizayis. A Kuyis is a bone, a thigh bone. It's over the Yerech. And normally a kuya says moyach. We'll see if that's the case over here. But let us just say taitshvelt. We have kuyish shiyesh oleho kizayis. Kizayis boso. Now the kizayis boso, it could mean that you have a kizayis boso of moyach. It could mean that you have a kizayis boso attached to it. But you have a kazayis bosa. Goyreres kulo letumet. So the whole bone is tome. Goyreres kulo letumet. That means we're speaking about Kabbalah's tome. So it's, let's say we're speaking about a yad. So it's a yad to a kazayis. So any chalik of the bone can, if a sheretz will touch it, the bosa will become tameh, because yesh yad likizayis. So we're speaking about yodis, for example. Acherim oimrim, now others disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, afilo ein aleo kepoil kereres kulo letumeh. Let us see Rashi before we see the Gemara further. Kuyes hu etzem elyon shel yerech hu boy moyach tomit. Normally, this the kuyes is moyach, and is a kezayis bosa goyer es kulo letumit. Oisay zayis, since there's a zayis of bosa goyer es kol akuyes letumit. Shim hoya im kebeya oichlam. That means if you would have a kezayis boso, and then there's a kebeya oichlam, Rashi v'noigim v'noga asheretz bo. That means we'll say that you have this kezayis boso, and then the kezayis boso is touching a kebeya oichlam. V'noga asheretz bo, and the sheretz touched the bone, b'chol makim shebo, wherever it touched it, tame. So the basar is tame. That means, so in other words, if we're speaking about yodis, let's just say we're speaking about yodis for a minute. So it's coming to tell us, since there is a kizayis baso, so the bone is a yad. The bone is a yad to the kizayis baso. So any chalik of the bone that will be touched by a sheretz, so everything will be mekabel tumah, because you have a kezayis boso, and yesh yad lekezayis boso. If we'll say it's speaking about yodis. If it's speaking about shomerim, so then we have to say that the Tana Kama hold, by a shomer you need a kezayis. It should not be according to any of our two amiroi. Goyrer es kula l'tumah. So, aber kaponim, here it says that this kizayis boso, it makes that the etzem should be, that etzem is makabel tumah. Nachayrim oimrim, others say, afilo eino le el kipul gerer es kula. Yeah. Fine. The Chayim say in the full of pool. You don't need a kezayis. A full in elat kapul gerer a school at all. Frag the Gemara. V'rav hai b'may mukim. How does he set hain this baraisa? We have a machloikis. If a kezayis could make that will be mekabal tume, or a kapul will make that will kibayu tume. I b'yad. If it's speaking about a yad, kasha seifa, sakada, according to Rav, you need a kezayis, ein yad lepochus mi kezayis, so the seifa is shver. Abu the achirim is shver. Even shayma, if it's speaking about a shayma, and Rav got hold ye shayma lekepoil, is kasha reisha, so then the reisha is shver. The reisha says that you need a kezayis. So, we want to be Mavaya, the Baraisa according to Rav. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you one of two pshat. Iboy yisayim abiyat. Could be it's speaking about a yad. Vuhuda amake Rabbi Yehuda, it's speaking about a yad. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. If a kezayis is goyrer, or if a kapoil is goyrer. In other, it's speaking about a yad. So Rabbi Yehuda holds ein yad elul kezayis, like Rav holds. So Mamela, he holds like the Rabbi Yehuda. The Achirim hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that a kapoil is also yesh yad lekapoil, and then Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The boy is ema b'shaima, or could be it's speaking about a shaima. That means this Bosar is speaking about the Moyach of the Etzem, and the Etzem is a Shema to the Moyach. And then Rav holds Kacherim. Then Rav holds like the Acherim, that a Shema, you don't need a Kezayis, a Poil is enough. That's how Rav learns Pshat. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kula B'Shema. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's speaking about a shayma. Vuhu da'oma kacherem. It's speaking about a shayma. I will see in Rashi l'chere, it would be very good for Rabbi Yochanan to say, it's speaking about a yad, and he holds like the acherem, which would be very good. But we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's speaking about a shayma. Vuhu da'oma kacherem. And he holds like the Acherim. In fact, the Gemara and Shuldi. If it's speaking about a Shema, Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes, Shema lepochus mikapoil. See, it's not like the Acherim also. The Acherim said, im yesh ba'eh, afula ein oleo ela kapoil, geireres kula lutume. So if it's speaking about a Shema, so why do you need a poil? For the less than a Acherim a kapoil komri. And for the Gemara, Aidi, the Koma Tanakame Shiure, Komri Inu Nami Shiure. That really, that what they said, Eine Ela Kepoil, it doesn't mean that you need a Kepoil. It means to say, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, you need a Kezayis. You don't need a kezayis. You don't even need a half a kezayis. Afilu ain ole ela kepoil. That means afilu a kepoil. Rashi said before is koches habi mi kezayis. That means you don't. The dishu yurim by shoyma. You don't need. You say need a shir kezayis. Afilu ain ole el. Afilu you have a habi koches mi kezayis. So he could have said more. He could have said a mashu, but. You said a shir of kezayis. I'm saying a fula ina ella Ella kepoil, but I don't need, not I mean you need a poil, you don't need a poil either. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned. Omar Rove, they canami the Beshaimer Askina. Rove said, it's Meduyik, that it's speaking about Hashemah, Viktoni Kuyis. Because why did it mention, Rashi said before, Kuyis is a bone that always says Moyach. So why it's speaking about a specific bone? If it's speaking about a Yad, so when the Dion is not about the Moyach, the Dion is a Kazayis boss, a Kapul boss, so that, why do you mention a specific bone? Is a Raya, we're speaking about Hashemah. We are speaking about Hashem. Let us see Rashi. Kashi Sefer Da'acherim. If it's speaking about a Yad, Kashi Sefer Da'acherim Do Marav and Yad Lepoches Mikizayis. If it's speaking about a Yad, so how could a Kapil be good? Ibe Shema Kashi Reishim. The Komar Tanakam Mikizayis in Bot Mikizayis Loi. V'rav omar ein shayma l'pachas mikepoil o l'kepoil yeshayma. So speaking about a shayma is fair the reisha. Why do you need a kezayis? So the Gemara said two mahalchim in Rav. Either it's speaking about a yad and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tanakame, or it's speaking about a shemel and he holds like the Acherim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loch Kulo B'Shemel. It's speaking about a shemel v'hu da Omar k'Acherim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's speaking about a shemel and he holds like the Acherim. The Yeshemel Mir Lepoches Mikazayis. It's afilu ain't ala kezayis, afilu ain't ala ala kepoil. So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan be like the Acherim? The Acherim said that you need a kepoil, and Rabbi Yochanan holds afilu poches mi kepoil. A kepoil komri, Rabbi Yochanan omar yeshem ala poches mi kepoil. Omri, so the Gemara says, no, that what they said, kepoil is not that you need a kepoil. They mentioned kepoil. He said, you need a kezayis. He said, no, I feel like kepoil would also be good. Omri, nami shir. Loilom, lepoches mi kepoil nami omri. So Rashi now says, so it's really a little modner. It's really a little modner than Gemara. The Gemara says that Yochanan says that it's speaking about Hashema, and he holds like the Acherim, and he holds like the Acherim, and that what they say, I feel like al kapil, I'm not kapil, I feel less than a kapil. So Rashi says, "V'chosh king di avi mukilah Rabbi Yochanan biyad avi nechalet veit." That's Rashi says, between you and me, if he'd say it's speaking about a yad, avi nechalet veit, hoyil v'hu da'omar ka'acherim. If he holds like ta'acherim, so be mamish beautiful. That you need a yad, you need a kapel according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Hello. So why didn't Itake say this? Bishum diktoni kulyis, v'loi noket etzamacha. Rabbi Yochanan had a different problem. Rabbi Yochanan had a problem, why is he mentioning a specific bone? He have a mukilo biyad, v'davke kepoil komri acherim, have a makshina lei v'koyis toni, stam koyis shemeru, v'filochi komri acherim kepoil. So Memela, that's why he didn't, it would have been very good for him to say that it's speaking about, it's a yad, and that's why in the Acherim hold that a yad to a kepel is also a yad. But he had a problem. It's not Mistava that the Baraisa is speaking about Yodis, because why did it mention Akuyas? Akuyas is a bone with marrow. And if the whole deen over here is we're not speaking about the marrow, because then the bone is a shema, we're speaking about the bosa attached to it, so why talking about Akuyas? So that's why Rabbi Yehoshua, that's why Rabbi Yehoshua said, we're speaking about Shema. Speaking about a Shema, it says Kuyas. So Rabbi Yehoshua said that it's Lav Davke Kepel. It's, Aloshin, you said you need a kazayis. I feel like kapel also be good, but you're not, you need a kapel. Rabbi Yochanan hachi gomalei. Now we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan was mekabel this from his Rebbe. That what the Acherim say kapel does not mean you need a kapel. I feel less than a kapel is also good. Lav davke. Kapel amri, kedom alakamon. Rabbi Yochanan omar, ein ze shir, hilkach mukilo b'shema. That means like this, that he learned from the Rebbe that kapel is lavdaf, kapel less than a kapel is also good. And Rabbi Yochanan had a problem, it said kulyas, which seems to be spelling out that we're speaking about a shema. So that is why Rabbi Yochanan said we're speaking about a shema. And the Loshen, and he holds like the Acherim, and the Loshen of the Acherim, that they say that Kapoel, say, heard from his Rebbe, Kapoel is not a Shir, it's a figure of speech, but who had in Pachas me Kapoel. Omarove, dekename, de Beshaimer Askinen, diktoni kulyes. Arove says, araya to the Akimte of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Davke speaking about a Shema, because it says Kuyas, so we're B'davke speaking about an Etzem Sheyesh by Moyach, so we're speaking about Hilchus Shemrim. Shema Mino. Itmar, now let us, now we're going back on the Acherim, the Machloikis, this is another Machloikis, which is a little repetitious to what we said till now. Rav Chanina Omar Zehu Shir. Rav Chanina said Pshat in the Acherim that Afilu Einei Elo Kepoil. They mean you need a Kepoil. It's a Shir. Rav Yochanan Omar Ein Zeh Shir. That doesn't mean you need a Kepoil. Afilu Einei Elo Kepoil means you said you need a shir of a zayis. I feel there's halbe poches mikazayis. It's a kapil. But I did the komatana kame shiure, komri inu nami shiure. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi itma Rabbi Chanina Oma. Hai kapel de komri acherem, davke koma. They said kapel mi davke. Vizel hu shir, this a shir of kapel. De botzer mi kapel, leke shayma, kerav. Pnina holds like rav. It's speaking about a shayma, and you need a shir of kapel. Ein ze shir, lav davke komri. Lav davke. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kula B'Shema, Vuhu Da Omar Ka'acher. Rabbi Yochanan says it's speaking about a Shema, and he holds like the Acher. Ubiyad Leiboy Lukmi, doesn't one say it's speaking about a Yad? Avol Gav Davenech Etfei. If he would say it's speaking about a Yad, so then it would be very good, because then the Shira of a Yad is a Kepoil. Ki the Perish Bekuntris, Mishum de mashme de b'shema mayri. Because he held, since it said kulyas, which is a bone that has moyach, al kochach, we're speaking about hilchus shaymin. Boho de muki lo biyad l'rav. So, Rav said it is speaking about a yad. He holds like the Tanakhama. Is kihechid the lakim kirab Yehuda. V'hilchus kibosi l'gabi rameya d'acherim hayni rameya. I mean, he says, Rav, we have here different cheshbonos over here. Kulyas is a problem, but kulyas is not a criteria. Rav held it would be preferable to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a yad, and then fakelna, then we paskin like Rav said that ain yad lepochus mikizayis. So he held it's better to say it's speaking about a yad, and we'll come out, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Because if we say it's speaking about a shema, so then we won't paskin like Rav Yehuda, we'll paskin like the Acherim. So therefore, it's better to say we're speaking about a yad. Rav Yochanan Omar Ein Zeshir. Rav Yochanan said Ein Zeshir. Ein lahakshes ha'omar, so that we have to just to appreciate Tosfos Kasha, we have two members of Rabbi Yochanan. We have two members of Rabbi Yochanan. One member of Rabbi Yochanan, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. That what the Acherim said, afilo ein aleha ela kepul, is it a shir or it's lav davke? Rabbi Yochanan said it's not a shir. We had before another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said that yesh yad lepoches mikizayis and yesh shema lepoches mikipul. And the Gemara Chesh ben Dal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would have to say that if it's speaking about a shema, so kipul is not a shir. We must have this before. We just cheshbon the size that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's speaking about shema, kipul is not a shir. So we have here two members of Rabbi Yochanan. One member of Rabbi Yochanan said, mamish and the acherim, kipul is not a shir. He just said, I have to tell you, kipul is not a shir. And then we had the previous member of Rabbi Yochanan, which we figured out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kapel is not a shir. So Tais had a problem. Why do I need these two members, which in Yesod are telling us the same message, that Kapel is not a shir? That's Tais Viskash. Ein lahakshes. So Tais says as follows. Ein lahakshes omar Rabbi Yochanan lael. Yesh yad lepoches mikizayis, v'shem lepoches mikapel. V'mkein al kochoch, hacherem, lav shiuri kamri, kidakshinen v'shanin elel. So al kochoch, he has to hold like the hacherem. And if it's talking about a shema, so it can't be yeshir, because he holds yeshem lepoches mikashir. So Tosfos says, the hocha osi lefrushe milsa d'acherim. The Rabbi Yochanan over here is coming to tell us pshat in d'acherim. The loitite leukme biyad. That means when we learn this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and d'acherim, one could learn that it's speaking about yodis, and they hold that you need a shir kepoil for a yad. You could learn like that. It's speaking about Yodis. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from my Rebbe that the Acherim are not speaking about Yodis. They're speaking about Shema, and Kipoil is not a Shir, because by Shema you don't need a Shir. So this is this Memra over here. How to be explained that the Baraisa is speaking about a Shema, and according to the Acherim, Kapel is not a Shir. Don't say it's speaking about a Yad, and then kapel is asher. Umahach milse. Now, but that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the Rebbe said it's not a shir, lo yhave shaminen, I would not have known the svira like acherim, that he holds like the acherim. The dilme ha de itzrech lemeima laacherim the ein zashir. That what he said, that according to the Acherim, it's not a shir. Mishum dahochi haveshmi lemerabe. That's what the Rebbe said. But it's not muchach that he holds like the Acherim. It's not muchach that he holds like the Acherim. The hashto nami, the sova, Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, Tzorch Loime Kide Perashti, Midalei Muki Lo Biyad, Vahavi Kepul Davke, Keich de Muki Lo Rav Biyad, Lemekim Krabi Yuda, Apo Gav de Mashwe de Meshoyma Mayri, Ochinami Avala Rabbi Yochanan Lukmi Kiyad, Ki Heichi de Lehevi Kepul Davke. There's a Maram, that says pshat in this Taisvis. The Maram says pshat in Taisvis as follows. He explains Taisvis Kashe, that why they need the two members of Rabbi Yochanan. Im taime kein leime hach da hoche, that it's not a shir, vle leime ahi delel, va ana yodano, de mitte dochi kab yechne le posh milsa de chem deinze shir, shma mino da hoche svile de shema ve poches mitke poil. If we just say this memra, the kach koma me hach milsa la ve shemine de svire le kacher. The dilma, I don't know, he holds like the cherem that yes, shema poches mitke poil. The dilma hot itzrich litchoik laforish lacherem ein zeshir. Not that he holds like that. Mishum dahochi avishmil le mirabe. His Rebbe said this. Da hashto nami al kochat atzoloim atzoloim kiperish rashi. Da ochi shmil le mirabe. You have to say he heard this from the Rebbe. Dim le kein havelu lukmi biyat. He could have said stein biyat. It would be very good for him. My amrit lay have a mishyashim lay lishne de kuyas de mashma de mishaymeri hash the nami lay mishyashim lishne de kapu. I mean the loshen is not meduik side by side. If you say it's speaking about a yad kuyas is shvel, if you say it's speaking about a shayim a kapu is shvel. Vahave lay luukmi biyad ki yeched the levi kapu davke. That means Rabbi Yochanan alone. It could have very well said it's speaking about a yad, and kapul is dafka, it says kuyus, nish kepelech, but it says kapul also. Alavadai hochi shmilei mirabe. This he heard from his Rebbe. The kapul lav dafka. Kach heim kisho divrei atoises bedibuza. That means that one thing is no shaykhes with the other. That means without his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan could personally say that the Mishnah, the Brais is speaking about Yodis in Kapula's Davke. So therefore, so we wouldn't necessarily know this din that Yeshema Lepochas Mikipul. So that's why we need these two members. Member number one, that Rabbi Yochanan holds from his Rebbe that Kapula is not a Shia. And member number two, that Rabbi Yochanan personally holds that Yeshoima Lepochas Mikipoil.